data just below the overhead bin, words and numbers changing with the progress of the flight. Altitude, air temperature, speed, time of arrival. He wanted to sleep, but kept on looking. Heure à Paris. Heure à London.
Look,
he said, and the woman nodded faintly but kept on writing in a little blue notebook. He began to recite the words and numbers aloud because it made no sense. It had no effect if he simply noted the changing details, only to lose each one instantly in the twin drones of mind and aircraft.
Okay. Altitude 33,002 feet. Nice and precise. Temperature extérieure. Minus 58°C.
He paused, waiting for her to say Celsius, but she looked at the notebook on the tray table in front of her and then thought a while before continuing to write.
Okay. Time in New York, 12:55. Doesn't say AM or PM, not that we have to be told.
Sleep was the point. He needed to sleep. But the words and numbers kept coming.
Arrival time, 16:32. Speed, 471 mph. Time to destination, 3:34.
I'm thinking back to the main course. I'm also thinking about the champagne with cranberry juice.
But you didn't order it.
Seemed pretentious. But I'm looking forward to the scones later in the flight.
She was talking and writing simultaneously.
I like to pronounce the word properly. An abbreviated letter O, as in Scott or Trot. Or is it scone, as in moan?
He was watching her write. Was she writing what she was saying, what they were both saying? She said,
Celsius, Cap C? It was someone's name. Can't recall his first name.
Okay. What about vitesse? What does vitesse mean?
I'm thinking about Celsius and his work on the centigrade measurement.
Then there's Fahrenheit.
Him too.
What does vitesse mean?
What?
Vitesse.
Vitesse. Speed.
Vitesse. 748 km per hour.
His name was Jim Cripps. But for all the hours of this flight, his name was his seat number. This was the routed procedure, his own, in accordance with the number stamped on his boarding pass.
He was Swedish.
Who?
Mr. Celsius.
Did you sneak a look at your phone?
You know how these things happen.
They come swimming out of deep memory, and when the man's first name comes your way, I will begin to feel the pressure.
What pressure?
To produce Mr. Fahrenheit's first name.
Go back to your sky-high screen.
This flight. All the long flights, all the hours. Deeper than boredom.
Activate your tablet. Watch a movie.
I feel like talking. No headphone. We both feel like talking.
No earbuds. Talk and write.
She was Jim's wife, dark-skinned, Tessa Behrens, Caribbean, European, Asian origins, a poet whose work appeared often in literary journals. She also spent time online as an editor with an advisory group that answered questions from subscribers on subjects ranging from hearing loss to bodily equilibrium to dementia. Here, in the air, much of what the couple said to each other seemed to be a function of some automated process, remarks generated by the nature of airline travel itself. None of the ramblings of people in rooms, in restaurants, where major motion is stilled by gravity. Talk, free-floating. All these hours over oceans or vast land masses, sentences trimmed, sort of self-encased, passengers, pilots, cabin attendants, every word forgotten the moment the plane sets down on the tarmac and begins to taxi endlessly toward an unoccupied jetway. He alone would remember some of it, he thought, middle of the night, in bed, images of sleeping people bundled into airline blankets, looking dead, the tall attendant asking if she could refill his wine glass, flight ending, seatbelt sign going off, the sense of release, passengers standing in the aisles, waiting, attendants at the exit, all their thank yous and nodding heads.